President Bush says the war against terrorism is a global endeavor. Outside of Afghanistan, the largest concentration of U.S. troops is in the Philippines. About 1,000 Army, Navy, and Air Force personnel are in the southern Philippines, helping the Philippine Army combat an Islamic militant group called Abu Sayyaf. For the U.S. troops, conditions are difficult, and their mission is very different from the one in Afghanistan. From Basilan Island in the Philippines, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
U.S. officials call this the second front in the war against terrorism, but here on this verdant tropical island, it looks and sounds more like a war against foliage. And in this war, the weapon of choice is the chainsaw, wielded by a few dozen Navy Seabees. During the heat of the day, they hack and saw and cut, pausing only when they fell a tree. After sitting idle for decades, it's been virtually swallowed up by the jungle, but there it is, underneath all the foliage, an old World War II-era runway, 3,345 feet long, just long enough to safely accommodate a C-130 cargo plane. Chief Petty Officer Richard Rhodes says they've made a lot of progress in a short period of time.
When you first came in, that road that you came in, you looked down the airstrip, it kind of looked like you were in a tunnel. Everything was almost completely overgrown. You can see off to the sides where the dirt, you can see how much of the dirt we actually pushed off the airstrip.
The Navy Seabees, along with marine engineers, are also paving roads, building bridges, digging wells, and, in general, making life a bit easier for the 5,000 Filipino soldiers based here, not to mention the 300,000 civilians who live on Basilan Island. It's the poorest in the Philippines, a dubious distinction in a country where half the population lives on $2 a day or less. Basilan is also a stronghold, the last holdout, really, for the Abu Sayyaf, literally father of the sword. The group claims to be fighting for an independent Islamic state in the southern Philippines and allegedly has links to the Al-Qaeda network. But these days, it's mainly involved in kidnapping for ransom. It's currently holding two American missionaries and a Filipino nurse hostage somewhere in the dense jungle. The U.S. has been trying, so far unsuccessfully, to pinpoint the location of the hostages, but U.S. military officials emphasized that they are not here to rescue them. Brigadier General Donald Worcester, head of U.S. forces in the southern Philippines, says they are here to bolster America's main ally in Southeast Asia.
And to leave behind a situation that will not cause a region to fester, inviting outside terrorist influences to dwell there.
Specifically, U.S. officials are worried that members of Al-Qaeda might flee to the southern Philippines once they've been routed from Afghanistan. Philippine President Gloria Arroyo has vowed not to let that happen. She was one of the first world leaders to offer the U.S. assistance after the September 11th attacks.
We were allies in the Second World War. We were allies in the Vietnam War. So it's natural for us to be allies in the war against terrorism, especially because the Philippines has known terrorism in the southern part of its country.
The Philippine military has so far failed to contain that threat, partly because it's still using outdated equipment. For instance, flying old Huey helicopters from the Vietnam War, complete with bullet holes. Now the U.S. is handing over nearly $100 million worth of weapons and equipment, including automatic rifles, grenade launchers, and, perhaps most important, infrared sensors that can detect body heat. Danilo Servando, a spokesman for the Philippine Armed Forces, says it is these devices that will make his job a lot easier.
It will help us very, very much in our operation because our problem here actually is not the actual fighting. The problem is looking for the enemy. The actual fighting is the easiest part.
The number of Abu Sayyaf fighters, Servando says, has dropped dramatically from more than 1,000 a year ago to only about 100 or so today. Brigadier General Donald Worcester describes the Abu Sayyaf as a spent force, splintered and on the run.
They're disappearing. They're leaving the island. The AFP is rolling them up. One Hapalan was killed. Another one was wounded a month ago, we think, fairly seriously. If you go through the list of what would we have wanted to happen, that stuff's all happening.
And it's happening without U.S. soldiers firing a single shot. Because of Philippine law, the U.S. troops here are only allowed to fire in self-defense. Jerry Salapudin, a Muslim congressman, says those restrictions might explain why most Filipinos, 75% according to one survey, support the presence of the U.S. troops.
Maybe because the American troops are not directly involved in combat friends.
For that reason, they are very acceptable. They're winning friends here in the Philippines.
But not all Filipinos are so eager to embrace the U.S. A few hundred protesters gathered in front of the U.S. Embassy in Manila recently, venting their anger not only at the United States, but also at Philippine President Gloria Arroyo for inviting the U.S. troops here. They burn an effigy of her and call her America's whore. 10 years ago, protesters like these, much larger in number, forced the U.S. to abandon its Clark and Subic military bases. Conrado de Quieros, a newspaper columnist, worries that the U.S. is using the current terrorist threat as an excuse to reestablish a foothold in the Philippines.
They've been wanting to come in for a long, long time, and they've been eyeing the Jangas in particular, the South in particular, as a possible port for their ships to come in.
U.S. officials insist they have absolutely no intention of reestablishing permanent bases here. But the issue is an extremely sensitive one. During the first half of the 20th century, the Philippines was a U.S. colony, and to this day, feelings towards America remain complex, to put it mildly. Meanwhile, some critics are asking a more basic question about the American troops. Are they going after the right enemy? Joel Rocamora, executive director of the Institute for Popular Democracy in Manila, says the answer is no.
It doesn't make sense from that vantage point to have, 1,000 American troops sitting around building roads and, having their pictures taken eating ice cream. That's not much of a war on terrorism. The United States wants a real war. A war requires a credible enemy. The Abu Sayyaf is not a credible enemy.
There is a credible enemy in the Philippines, says Rocamora. It's called the Moro Islamic Liberation Front, or MILF. It has some 12,000 fighters and, up until 1995 at least, clear links to Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda network. But the Philippine government is currently holding peace talks with the MILF, so it is not a target. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Basilan Island, the Philippines.